This is your station, 89 KETR. It's a Friday morning, and it's time to speak with Alice Reese. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner, and we love having her on each Friday morning. How are you, Alice?
Hi.
Thanks for joining us. Let's talk first about Tower Heist. A lot of big names in this one.
Yes, and I thought from the previews that it looked like kind of a weak comedy, so I was pleasantly surprised.
Good.
It's very funny. And the big news is that Eddie Murphy is back. He has been, the only thing he's done that's been considered very funny in a long time was his donkey in Shrek, in the Shrek series. So this time he's back to being very, very, pretty hilarious. He plays this small-town criminal named Slide who helps these people. They're a group of the staff at this condominium, this a large residence where the character played by Alan Alda lives. He's a Wall Street bigwig named Arthur Shaw, who's actually a swindler, very much like Bernard Madoff. He ran a Ponzi scheme, and he has their pension money, the staff at this hotel, at this residence. And so they decide to get their money back, led by Josh Kovacs, who's played by Ben Stiller. And he gets all the employees together, and they figure out a way to go into this guy's penthouse and get the millions that he has stashed there. So it's kind of a comic caper. It gets a little silly especially toward the end. But they have a really fine cast, a supporting cast. Besides Alan Alda, they have Taya Leone as an FBI agent, and Gabrielle Sidibe, who was in Precious. She's really got a comic side, as does Casey Affleck. I was really surprised that some of these people hadn't seen them do comedy before. Also, Matthew Broderick, he's Mr. Fitchew, and he's been evicted from his apartment, so he helps them.
Okay.
And it's a wild adventure and really quite a lot of fun.
Good. Speaking of Taya Leone, this kind of reminded me the plot line of Fun with Dick and Jane with Jim Carrey.
Yes.
But I know it's not the same, but at the same time, they're swindled out of their money and trying to get it back from their former boss or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, so. it's got that similarity.
Okay.
It's directed by Brett Ratner, who did the Rush Hour series and one of the X-Men movies. Supposedly, this was a whole script with an all-black cast, and Eddie Murphy was in it originally. Then he dropped out, and they changed it up, and originally they were going to rob Donald Trump. I think he was going to be in the movie, but I'm glad we didn't have that to deal with.
Okay. Tell us about The Double.
It's a movie based on kind of a post-Cold War spying. A character named Paul Shepherdson, played by Richard Gere, he comes out of retirement and agrees to work with this young FBI agent, played by Topher Grace, to investigate this U.S. senator's murder. The murder looks like it was committed by, it's got all the marks of this criminal known, a Soviet spy known as Cassius. But Shepherdson, the character Richard Gere, says that he killed Cassius a number of years ago. So it turns into this one of those real convoluted kind of spy stories with double agents, triple agents, or cross, I don't know, anyway, very complicated. And Richard Gere and Martin Sheen, who plays the CIA director, are quite good, and they are believable. But Topher Grace, he seems totally miscast, really too young for the part as a FBI agent. And he's supposed to be a scholarly type who wrote his master's thesis on this Cassius. So I guess, anyway. But it's pretty entertaining for a while. But then the espionage gets so complicated that it turns into just illogical things happen. And it finally has a really tacked-on ending that doesn't work at all. So I only gave it 2 stars.
Okay, so it was working for you, but kind of got bad as it went.
I couldn't follow it. It was just too, and then the end is just so completely out of left field. It just got, people actually laughed in the audience. It was just so strange.
Oh, really?
Their final conclusion.
Never good then. It's too bad. I like Topher Grace, too, so.
Well, I like him, too, and I think he's good. I like him as a comic actor.
Yes.
That's more what I've seen him do,
yes.
like comedy. But this time, he just is unbelievable to me.
All right. The final one you saw is called The Skin I Live In.
Yes, this is Pedro Almodovar, and he's this Spanish director who has won a bunch of Oscars, and he'll probably be nominated for this one. He usually gets into the foreign language category every year. This is really far out. It's like a modern version of Frankenstein, but done in a sort of underplayed way. Antonio Banderas is this prominent plastic surgeon in Spain who works in a laboratory for 12 years to produce a new kind of skin. And so he needs a human guinea pig to test his findings. And so he captures this person and makes them be a prisoner at his secluded mansion for a long time, and eventually changes this captive into a woman called Vera. And this woman, by the way, is played by Elena Anaya, who is an exquisitely beautiful woman, who happens to have the face of his deceased wife. He turns out to be a pretty mad scientist. And all kinds of terrible things happen. She tries to escape, and she's stopped by the scientist himself and his housekeeper. But even though it's pretty far out story, Antonio Banderas is very fine in this. He's also starring in this Puss in Boots at the same time. You know, he's the comedic character there.
How opposite.
And so this is just the total opposite. But instead of really going over the top like a real crazy man, he kind of underplays.
Okay.
He's even scarier that way.
Oh, yeah. I understand that. That tends to get me more than, the over-the-top kind
of
crazy
man. And it's just this doozy of a bizarre melodrama. And it's got a lot of nods to Alfred Hitchcock and quite a few to Mary Shelley, who wrote Frankenstein. And this is for people who really go for really challenging movies, unusual movies. But it's very fine in its way, but it'll probably offend a lot of people, too.
I'm kind of worried if I want to even attempt to watch that or not. So, but it certainly sounds interesting. I like Antonio Banderas. I don't know if it's my kind of movie, but it's out there, that's for sure.
Yes, it's very far out.
Okay. Tower Heist, The Double, and The Skin I Live In, and you're a fan of the two except for The Double.
The Double just really, no.
All right. Well, I'm happy to hear about Tower Heist, though, because, again, those can look good but turn out bad a lot of the time. Thank you so much, Alice.
Thank you.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner, and she's with us every Friday at this time. We're going to take a break, come back with your local newscast in just a few moments. This is your station,